Folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for February 17th, 2025. So the markets are closed today. So I just thought I'd give you a revamp of basically what we're going to look out for this week. Is anything in the horizon that we should be really cautious of, like last week when we had the CPI and numbers like that? So let's get over to what I think rates are going to do this week. And then I got some information for you on how to reach out to me, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do I do that? Well, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. But we did update some of our phone numbers and contact information, so get that at the end. But without further ado, let's get over to these things. So mortgage rates, this is what happened last Friday. Okay, so the markets kind of came down. We were suggesting, you know, locking in at this time because we hate going into the weekends on just really uncertainty. But we got some good news out in the economy right now, especially in the Middle East and Ukraine and things like that. So things are starting to work there. But let's get over to the headlines of what we're going to see this week that might shake the markets. So we're going to go over to the headlines. We go to Bloomberg Calendar to get our data. And today it's basically Washington's birthday. So it's a federal holiday. So markets are closed. Tomorrow, what are we going to look into? FOMC right through here. What that means is the Federal Reserve, the member daily is going to speak tomorrow. Okay, so these, you have to be cognizant of what position this person stands for. You know, some, because there, what we look at when we're talking about Fed officials is some are called doves and some are called hawks. Okay, so if this person is a dove, they think, well, mortgage rates should come down, or interest rates in general should come down. And then on the hawk side, it's kind of the reverse. They're saying, okay, we're not going to do anything. There is nothing on our agenda that should signal a rate cut. So there, it's kind of the yin and the yang. So pay attention to who's talking and what day it is. So we see that daily talking right there. Federal Vice Chairman Supervisor Barr is going to speak. So we have another person speaking. Trump's going to speak. So Tuesday, just it's basically just hearing what people have to say. So really nothing on the economic front's coming that day. You go to the when we're locking on Wednesday, really we're just going to get FOMC meetings, that meeting notes that day. They're going to basically just give us the written agenda that the Federal Reserve came out and told us what they did last week or 2 weeks ago. So again, nothing really there that should startle the markets through here. And then on Thursday, we start getting a little data that might, you know, might push the markets. Continued jobless claim, initial jobless claims. So the Federal Reserve, they're cognizant right now of, you know, what the job market's going to do. So this is going to provide us a lot of information for that. That's about it. And then on Friday, we have existing home sales and really nothing. So it's kind of a humdrum week. We're going to pay more attention to who's speaking and what they're saying. But please pay attention to what agenda they're speaking, dovish or hawkish. That's really important to understand. Let's get over to the headline news throughout Yahoo Finance. Trump fueled dollar strengthens mega caps. We go through here. And here again, Fed official Bauman. Rate is in a good place given inflation. So she's saying, well, I'm not going to, you know, vote for any rate cuts. You get over here, Fed's Harvey favors holding the policy rate through here. And then you get sometimes, you know, Goldsby, he's in Chicago. He's a lot of times he's a dove and he'll come in and say, the data's looking good right now. You have one more piece of data come in and it's going to be 2%. So again, it's the yin and the yang. You have to understand who's talking. So that's what we're seeing right through there. But here's what the Federal Reserve watches. And this is some of the things we go over on a daily basis on my channel when we come to the opening bell and then the closing bell. Is basically, what is the Federal Reserve or federal government looking at in regards to the economy? So this is the economy at a glance that I go over every once in a while. And the first thing we see here is what the federal funds rate is. And this is the only thing the Federal Reserve controls. And right now, a lot of the government, especially the Secretary of the Treasury, he's saying, you know what, we're not going to control what the Fed's going to do. So we're going to focus in on driving down the yields on the 10-year treasury and how they're doing it. Well, they're doing it with all these cuts and doge and everything else. So again, not being political, this is the things behind the scenes. So they're saying, okay, if we have that much less national debt, we won't have to sell as much debt into the investment atmosphere. Thus, you know, it's going to drive down rates, okay, because we're not issuing as much debt. Okay, so that's their agenda right now. They have inflation at 2.6. It's still not getting down to 2%. They're beating their head against the wall. It went from like 7 all the way down to about 2.2 and then halted. And then every month has been going up a little bit since then. The unemployment rates went down in the last reading at 4%. It was up at 4.1, then 2, and then it started coming back down. Now we're back at 4%. The Federal Reserve thought this was going to hit maybe 5% late last year or part of this year. and it's kind of going in the opposite direction. But we still have the GDP right over my head saying the economy is still pretty robust right now. So this is what the economy is looking at. Then we go to the CME Fed watch tool. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? Well, the next meeting is in 29 days and 23 hours and 40 minutes. Okay, what are they going to do? Well, again, remember I just said the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5. You can see that right through here. Okay, so what we're going to do is go over to the CME Fed watch tool and see what the proposals are. Well, let's just go over this. You can see this a little bit better. If you go down through here, here's where the federal funds rate is right now. So they're saying it's going to stay there. Until when? You go over here. Now this is saying June. Last week, I think it was Thursday or Friday, it went all the way down, I think, to September or October before they were expecting any cuts. So this is moving around just a little bit. I put really not much credence in this right now because the federal government, again, they came in and said, we're going to focus more on the 10-year treasury than what the Federal Reserve does. So that's an interesting point. That's where we're going to put a little more focus now on our channel to the 10-year treasury, because that's what now we know what the government's watching for. So now to me, who am I? What do I do? Well, first off, if you're out there looking, you know, maybe to buy a house or even a refinance, or you're looking to buy a car, I need you to do one thing. Go to optoutprescreener.com. This is basically a customer service announcement. Did you sign up for the do not call list? I did, but I can say it really doesn't work that well. So I signed up for this system, and this what this system does is it stops what's called trigger leads. Okay, what trigger leads are is when you go out there and you're looking to buy a house or buy a car, and somebody pulls your credit. Okay, like I pull your credit report. What happens is the credit agencies sell your data. They sell your financial data to other institutions. You want to stop that from happening, and you're going to get, you know, 30, 40 phone calls from people. Once I pull your credit or the car dealership pulls it, you're going to get just pounded with calls. They're not soft pressure calls. They're really hard pressured calls. So do yourself a favor. If you want to eliminate those calls, go to optoutprescreener.com. So now let's get over to who I am and what do I do. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing though. I work at a federal bank. That's what gives me my license. The cool thing behind it is I'm also a mortgage broker. So I've moved over to People's Bank and Trust. I'm helping them grow, get more investors involved so we can give you more options. Because if you're looking to buy that first house, what do you usually do? Well, my goal is I want to get the best rate. You know, that's usually what you're looking for. Or, you know, what do I even do at this point? So those are the people were out there looking to assist at this time. So how do you reach out to us? To get involved in, you know, how do we quote you over 30 different quotes when it comes to that? Okay, so now who am I and what do I do? Okay, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a loan officer at People's Bank and Trust. That gives me a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is I moved over to People's Bank to help them grow. So right now they have 30 lenders. So if you call me, I can work with my bank as well as 30 other lenders to offer you all of our programs and all of our rates. So it avoids you from calling and calling in all different banks and trying to figure out who to work with and so forth. Let me do all the heavy lifting for you. So I can help you in any state you're out there. And I'm set up right now with over 30 different lenders to help make sure you guys validate my creed here. One application, one credit pool. I'm going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So that's how we do it. So visit me at theRateUpdate.com. You can do one of three things. One, you can put in your application right through here. You can schedule a consultation with me right here, or you can even give us a call or email me, and you're going to scroll right down to the bottom of the screen right through here. And our number is, and this number is going to be changing because if for some reason I can't get this number to work right now. So I'm going to put a new number up there. It'll go right to my cell phone. So please check out that number that goes into this spot. If you have some trouble reaching me, please email me at dan@therateupdate.com. Give me your information. Give me your contact information. I'd be more than happy to reach out to you to answer any questions that you have or things that you might think of between now and then. So thanks for reaching out. Thanks for watching, folks. If you enjoy my videos, all I ask you to do is one thing. Just one thing. Please subscribe down below so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Take care. God bless. Have a fantastic night. See you tomorrow.